Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You show up to the ballpark each day, Jason, and you never know what could really happen. And something weird happened Monday, and that was when Aaron Boone was ejected.
Crazy.
In the first inning of the Yankees game, where the Yes Network has a camera on him the entire time. He is not seen saying anything to the ump. Ump ejects Aaron Boone, and then all hell ensues at that point. And joining us now to talk about that, brother Brett Boone. Brett, what did you think of Aaron's ejection earlier this week?
Well, I was pulling up to the doctor for my annual physical with my father.
Oh boy!
And mom was in tow, and she's watching the MLB app. She's like, "Your brother got thrown out of the game." I said, "Mom, what's new?" Listen, I got to go get my physical. I said, "He gets thrown out all the time." No, but he shouldn't have got thrown out on this one. So fast forward, you know, I got to see all the clips and found out that, you know, Hunter made a little bit of a mistake. I think it's funny because, you know, Aaron has been known now for getting tossed, yeah. And I tease him about it all the time. But Wendell said, and that's how umpires are, you know. It obviously was early in the game. Aaron said a few words to him. It's first inning. Hunter's just having one of those days where I'm not having it today. So he basically tells Aaron, like, we're at seventh grade recess, and if little Johnny says a word, all of you guys are running laps. So he basically says, Aaron, I don't care who says anything. If anything comes out of the dugout, you're the captain of the ship. You're going down for this. And right then a fan pops off, which they were lucky to catch that on the live feed. Hunter thinks it's somebody from the dugout. He's going to hold to his word, throws Aaron out. Aaron, you know, goes into the what? And he wasn't doing anything. And he wasn't. I think Hunter probably woke up the next day after he saw all the evidence and thought, oh man, I told him. And then it was how was I supposed to know? So I'm sure it's all fine. Hunter Wendelstadt's going to get a slap on the wrist from the umpires. Aaron's going to have no consequences, which he shouldn't in that situation. And it was just a misunderstanding, but it's funny to see how much is made of it.
Well, let's stay in the AL East, Brett. The Red Sox have some issues right now. The starting pitching has been far better than I think we could have imagined, but they continue to suffer dramatic injuries, and they've got a new pitching plan in place there where they are emphasizing the off-speed stuff probably more, at least as much as any team in baseball, and they've got starters going out there throwing 65% change-ups and off-speed stuff and sliders and really de-emphasizing the fastball. Do you have any thoughts on sort of long-term potential ramifications of that? Because I feel like in a day and age where these arms are stressed enough by the chasing of velo, that sort of deployment, I just wonder if it's courting disaster.
Well, and I don't think it's anything. These guys, when you get to the big leagues, you're a big league pitcher. It's not like your pitching coach comes here, this is what I want you to do. No, I'm the pitcher. I will do what I think I need to do to get these hitters out. So it's that mentality versus mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do as a team. You know, when I'm a big league established hitter, I may have some, especially when things aren't going great, I'm going to go to certain guys. Hey, what do you think? Give me some ideas. But the bottom line is when the game starts and I'm in that batter's box, I'm going to do what I need to do to survive and get a hit. That's what these pitchers are going to do. If you go to something like that, and now, yeah, I'm starting to see it. They are going to the off speed. As a hitter, I'm licking my chops going, I can almost be, you're predictable now. Mm-hmm. You're almost telling me the majority of your pitches are going to be off speed. Well, an off speed hanging curveball or change up or breaking ball is just as easy to hit as a 95 mile an hour fastball. So I'm going to sit on that. So I don't think there's really that much to it other than it's big league pitchers trying to get out a big league hitter, and he's going to do whatever he wants. you can't just strictly go with one way when you find a real elite order that comes to play. You know, I think of a Phillies or your Baltimore Orioles right now, elite offensively, the Atlanta Braves. You bring an elite offensive club into the ballpark and you're going to say, we're going to pitch you one way. Well, that's going to be a rude awakening. So I don't see much to that. It is impressive. Boston, you know, 14-11, that whole division right now is really been competitive out of the gates. The Yankees at the top, I didn't expect that out of the Yankees, especially with Cole going down. Baltimore, I knew, was a young, really talented team, and they're showing to be that. The fact that they're 16-8 right now, that I'll be honest, that surprised me, but they're playing great ball, won 8 out of 10. And then in the basement right now is that Tampa Bay, who never goes away.
Yeah.
The fact that they're 13-13, I think the strength of the division is making them look bad at 13-13. But they're that team I can never turn my back on. They just find a way year in and year out, turnover of that roster. It seems like every year they always find a way to be right there in the end and making a playoff run. So it's going to be a great division. Right now, probably the best division in baseball, and it's been a lot of fun early on in the season. Watching your Orioles has been particularly impressive to me at such a young age in their career. To be playing this well, leading the league in home runs with that new big fence at Camden Yards.
We're speaking to Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett's also the host of the Brett Boone podcast. And Brett, Aaron Judge getting off to a slow start to the year. What are you seeing from him?
I just think he's in between. His timing's just not quite there. And we, as hitters, we go through phases like that. We'll foul a pitch and we'll foul it straight back. Well, there's a reason. Something's going on and it's not clicking. He got away with one, I think it was yesterday, where there was a balk called. There was a called third strike on the pitch. He was going back to the dugout and they said, no, that's a balk. He gets one more pitch, throws him a heater up and away, hits one in the stands for a two-run homer. So it went from strikeout and, whoa, my woes continue to two-run homer in about a minute. So something like that sometimes, especially a player of that caliber, you know, when he's right, I don't know if I'd take anybody on the offensive side of the ball over a healthy, on-time Aaron Judge. So he's off to a slow start, but as team's doing really well without him right now, and imagine how much better they're going to be doing when you get the real Aaron Judge. It's just a matter of time with that level of a talented hitter.
Brett, as we speak now, the Astros are clinging to a 1-0 lead at Wrigley Field with Verlander on the mound. They are 7-18. There is a baseball truism that you don't put too much merit in anything till you see it stack up to Memorial Day. Does that hold with these guys? Like, if they're still, I mean, I can't think they're going to be, you know, only winning 7 out of every 25 games. But if they somehow win 7 of their next 20, like, when does it become, all right, something's up with the Astros?
Okay. I think that division and the Astros have had a stronghold on that for a lot of years. And that division right now, I think, is as vulnerable as anybody. Mm-hmm. I think the Mariners obviously have the quality pitching. They've got the best starting rotation, arguably, in the game right now with those five. And that bullpen right now, I think, is trying to get number two in the American League. But they're really solid. Offense is pretty mediocre. But pitching-wise, Seattle has a chance to a vulnerable division to take advantage of the Astros. Astros early start, well, you figure they start Verlander on the IL. He came back somehow at his age. He's still kind of defying gravity and still pitching like Verlander. The big blows to them have been Valdez and Javier. They're both out right now. Urquita, he's still on the IL. So they've missed those three. Hunter Brown's been a godsend for them. He's done a great job. But the rest of the rotation's really been beat up. You still have that core offense. And I'm talking about an Altuve, a young Pena, a Bregman, a Tucker, an Alvarez. You've got MVP candidates still sprinkled out throughout that lineup and still kind of in their prime. So that offense isn't going to go away. The thing I look to, and this is sometimes undervalued, you got a power bullpen and you've had a power bullpen for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And at the end of that bullpen has been Presley. All of a sudden, you go out and you get a Josh Hader, who's the best available, maybe one of the best closers of the last 5 or 6 years, and you go get him and you bring him to your bullpen. Well, ownership's doing it because, hey, we're just getting the most talented arm to make our power bullpen even more powerful. But then you got a guy with Presley. We're still human beings. Presley going, wait a minute, I'm not doing a good enough job? When it's obvious, no, we just want it. You and we're going to have another bullet arm at the end of that. Well, it hasn't worked out in the early goings. Presley's struggling. Hader's struggling. Is there cohesiveness been broken up a little bit with that offseason signing? I don't know. I think these guys are too professional. They've been around too long. The key is going to be Verlander staying healthy and giving them quality starts. But the big tell is going to be if Valdez, Javier, and Urquidy can come back and have a healthy year. If so, I would never rule out the Houston Astros. But there's a lot of ifs right now with a lot of banged up starting in their starting rotation.
He's Brett Boone. Be sure to check him out on the Brett Boone podcast. Brett, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.